Minister,
yes.
What do you make of what has happened here? I mean, you're on a site visit to see what is happening. I mean, for you, how do you see the situation now?
I don't know if you know that I was a councillor in this area.
Yes, I do.
You remember?
Yes, years ago.
Yes, I've told my wife.
Okay.
We conceptualized all these centers. We left them. Young generation developed them. Now, when you see them being run down, they confirm my theoretical understanding of the situation, that the working class, the poor, are used to destroy infrastructure that is at their own service. And they are going to realize that when all this thing is over, when they must travel long distances to buy maize meal instead of walking and buy maize meal. And to me, that is the biggest disaster facing us, that the working people, the poor people, are used to destroy their own infrastructure. And it is not going to be there for some time. It's going to take long time to revitalize it. And they will pay a huge price for that. And I wish we can be able to convince them, make them understand that.
And an interesting thing that we've seen today is the Katlehong People's Taxi Association,
yes,
banding together with the Metro Police, with the SAPS, and with Centre Management to defend what is essentially infrastructure for the community. What do you make of community groups coming together to defend?
Community group, when I was here, after this situation reminds me, many years back, there was a committee in every street, there was a committee in every block, and people took their own responsibility for their survival. And I think if that can develop into that, it will be a positive development.
And going forward now, I mean, what is your message to the people?
My message to the people is that stop destroying your own infrastructure. Protect it. It's yours. Somebody may be running a shop, but it's an infrastructure that is brought to you. Defend it. It's yours. It makes it easier for you to walk and buy a packet of maize meal. You are not going to, now you are going to end up traveling. Please band together, protect your infrastructure.
And how does government believe that this situation can, calm can be restored to the situation? What needs to be done?
The beauty of it is that it is in two provinces. Seven provinces remain intact. That itself is a positive development. All we need to do is to go to these two provinces, as we do now, talk to people, try to instill their understanding that it is their own infrastructure. If you destroy it, you won't have the jobs, you won't have facilities close to you. And once they accept that, we will be better off.